Macmillan Audio presents A Great Reckoning by Louise Penny. Read for you by Robert Bathurst. It strikes a man more dead than a great reckoning in a little room. William Shakespeare. Chapter 1. Armand Gamache sat in the little room and closed the dossier with care, squeezing it shut, trapping the words inside. It was a thin file, just a few pages, like all the rest surrounding him on the old wooden floor of his study, and yet not like all the rest. He looked at the slender lives lying at his feet, waiting for his decision on their fate. He'd been at this for a while now, reviewing the dossiers, taking notes of the tiny dots on the upper right corner of the tabs, red for rejected, green for accepted. He had not put those dots there, his predecessor had. Armand placed the file on the floor and leaned forward in his comfortable armchair, his elbows on his knees. His large hands together, fingers intertwined. He felt like a passenger on a transcontinental flight, staring down at fields below him. Some fertile...